Good morning. Welcome to our Sunday school time. It's a good day to be together. Lately, I was thinking about there are some things that were happening in our lives, and I was pretty disappointed about some things. And some of the things that our family was involved in. And on Friday, I was kind of thinking about this stuff, and it felt like the evil one was kind of mocking me. And I was home by myself. Darlene and the children were gone, and I was thinking about this stuff. And all of a sudden, I thought of a song that I used to sing in school. We had up in Dryden, we had a private school, and Eli Sensick taught us this song as students, and we'd sing it a lot. And so I started saying the words out loud, just in our house. Words: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host should encamp against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And it just kind of reminded me of who God was in the moment. And then Saturday, as I was preparing for the lesson, I went back to the superintendent help, and guess what psalm it was? It was Psalm 27, the same psalm that I had been singing the day before. And I like to just read that, Psalm 27. And there's a comment, a note before the psalm that was put together by the, it's not inspired, but it's a note there. "God offers help for today and hope for the future. Unwavering confidence in God is our antidote for fear and loneliness." And it says that the author is David, and I'd like to read this. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord protects me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to destroy me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will know no fear. Even if they attack me, I remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple." And this would have been before the temple was even built, if David was writing this. "For he will conceal me there when trouble comes. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Listen to my pleading, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, 'Come and talk with me.' And my heart responds, 'Lord, I'm coming.' Don't hide yourself from me. Don't reject your servant in anger. You've always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the path of honesty. For my enemies are waiting for me to fall. Don't let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done and breathe out violence against me. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord." It was so confirming to me when I realized that it was the same psalm, that his strength is brought out in our weakness. He's not limited by that. And So let's as we head into the lesson, let's think about what God is doing in our lives. And he's as personal and as real and as close as speaking to us in our house by ourselves. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you care about us. And thank you that you're interested in each one of our lives. Even though there's many, many people in our world, you're personal enough to speak to us personally. And I thank you for that. I just commit this morning to you, this Sunday school time, and ask, Lord, for your presence, that you would change us as we look into your word, and it would move us, Lord. I just commit this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen.